The Farnese Hercules is undoubtedly one of the most celebrated masterpieces of the Farnese collection housed in the National Archaeological Museum of Naples, MAN. This colossal marble statue, carved in the 3rd century AD, is a faithful copy of a lost Greek bronze original from the 4th century BC, attributed to the legendary sculptor Lysippus. We are fortunate to know the creator of this specific marble rendition, the Athenian sculptor Glycon, who boldly signed his name on the stone positioned in front of the mighty demigod. Iconography and the Last Labor. The statue follows a traditional iconographic repertoire, depicting Hercules resting upon his famous club, which is draped with the skin of the Nemean lion. While these symbols are easily visible, the sculpture hides a crucial detail. Behind his back, Hercules' right hand secretly clutches the golden apples of the Hesperides. This suggests he has just completed his final, grueling labor, capturing him in a rare moment of reflection immediately following his triumph. Discovery and the Battle of the Calves. The statue was unearthed around 1500 in the baths of Caracalla in Rome, alongside a twin, known as the Latin Hercules, now located at the Royal Palace of Caserta. When it was found, the Farnese Hercules was missing its calves. Giacomo della Porta, a talented pupil of Michelangelo, was commissioned to sculpt replacements. Interestingly, when the original ancient calves were eventually discovered, they were not immediately reattached. Experts at the time believed Della Porta's work was of superior craftsmanship. It wasn't until the 18th century, under the Bourbon dynasty, that the original ancient legs were finally restored. Today, Della Porta's discarded calves are still on display directly behind the colossal statue as a testament to this art historical debate. Artistic legacy and modern inspiration. Historically, both the Farnese and Latin Hercules stood together under the arches of the Villa Farnese in Rome, now the French Embassy. Michelangelo's engravings of this original setting served as the inspiration for a 2021 installation by the street artist Junior. He created a majestic, illusory gash on the facade of the French Embassy, using perspective to simulate the interior rooms where the Hercules could be seen resting on his club. The Lysippian Revolution, a human demigod. What truly sets this statue apart is its psychological dimension. Traditionally, Hercules is portrayed in the heat of battle with contracted muscles, much like Canova's later version in Rome's National Gallery of Modern Art, which captures the moment of maximum tension. Lysippus, however, introduced a revolutionary approach. Instead of a proud, invincible hero, he presents a demigod stripped of his pride, showing his intimate, human exhaustion. His gaze is not fixed on the horizon but directed toward the ground, his forehead furrowed by wrinkles as he remains absorbed in his own thoughts.